It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Say you run a website and you really want to post some music on it. You don't actually have permission for the music, but you decide to go for it, slap that Kesha on there anyway.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Under a new House bill, you and your site could be kicked off the internet. The Stop Online Piracy Act was just introduced by Representative Lamar Smith, Republican of Texas. Mark Lemley from Stanford Law School says it gives law enforcement a lot of power.
What's remarkable about this provision is that it would allow the government and in many cases private parties to come into court, get a temporary restraining order without the participation of the accused website, and shut down not just the infringing material, but the whole website.
But it wouldn't just go after the site. It would go after the person running the site. You know, you.
It allows the government to shut down someone's access to the internet, not in the kind of classic sense of cutting somebody off from their internet service provider, but actually requiring every internet service provider and every search engine to blacklist you, to put you on a list that they won't send packets to your internet address.
So who exactly would get nailed here? Well, the bill's kind of vague about that. One paragraph and a 79-page write-up saying you mustn't infringe on copyright or facilitate infringement. Facilitate? Like links?
The United States government, in a pending case, is taking the position that anybody who links to a website where there is infringing material is engaged in facilitation of copyright infringement. And if the government continues to take that position, Google, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook are all sites that exist only at the sufferance of the United States government, because they're all sites that at one point or another have linked to and therefore, in the government's view, facilitated copyright infringement.
The Senate Judiciary Committee passed its own anti-piracy bill last spring, but nothing has been signed into law yet. Tony Rahm from Politico says the issue doesn't divide along traditional lines.
You've got some of the more liberal-leaning groups who say it gives the Department of Justice too much power and would essentially let them shut down websites in a way that could be seen as censorship by other countries. And at the same time, agreeing with them are Tea Party groups. You've got Representative Michelle Bachmann and some others who also see it as great overreach by the Department of Justice. It's an interesting mix of individuals who have come out for and against the bill. No one seems to disagree on the premise that something has to be done about pirated content, but how they do it is what seems to be a cause for a great debate here in Washington.
Tony Rahm from Politico. There's a lot you can do on Facebook. You can look at pictures, post videos, like something. Here's what you can't do. You can't play the video game Mario Kart, even though there are several ads all over Facebook lately saying you can. Don't click them. It's a scam. It spreads malware. It steals your information. You also can't get a free Cheesecake Factory dinner on Facebook, though you could lose your data trying. And you haven't won the Facebook lottery. An email going around claims to be from Mark Zuckerberg and just needs a little personal information from you. There is no Facebook lottery. You never entered it, so how could you possibly win it? We have links to stories about these scams at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.